energy from the vacuum? A tantalizing question is it possible to extract energy from nothing? Physicists have only recently realized that the nothing of the vacuum is not empty at all, but teeming with activity. One of the proponents of this idea was the eccentric genius of the 20th century, Nikola Tesla, a worthy rival to Thomas Edison. He was also one of the proponents of zero-point energy, that is, the idea that the vacuum may possess untold quantities of energy. If true, the vacuum would be the ultimate free lunch, capable of providing unlimited energy literally from thin air. The vacuum, instead of being considered empty and devoid of any matter, would be the ultimate storehouse of energy. Tesla was born in a small town in what is now Serbia and arrived penniless in the United States in 1884. Soon, he became an assistant to Thomas Edison. But because of his brilliance, he became a rival. In a celebrated contest, which historians dubbed the War of the Currents, Tesla was pitted against Edison. Edison believed that he could electrify the world with his direct currents DC motors, while Tesla was the originator of alternating current, AC, and successfully showed that his methods were far superior to Edison's and incurred significantly less power loss over distance. Today, the entire planet is electrified on the basis of the patents of Tesla, not Edison. Tesla's inventions and patents number over 700 and contain some of the most important milestones in modern electrical history. Historians have made a credible case that Tesla invented radio before Guglielmo Marconi, widely recognized as the inventor of radio, and was working with X-rays before their official discovery by Wilhelm Röntgen. Both Marconi and Röntgen would later win the Nobel Prize for discoveries probably made by Tesla years earlier. Tesla also believed that he could extract unlimited energy from the vacuum, a claim that unfortunately he did not prove in his notes. At first, zero-point energy, or the energy contained in a vacuum, seems to violate the first law of thermodynamics. Although zero-point energy defies the laws of Newtonian mechanics, the notion of zero-point energy has re-emerged recently from a novel direction. When scientists analyzed the data from satellites currently orbiting the Earth, such as the WMAP satellite, they have come to the astounding conclusion that fully 73% of the universe is made of dark energy, the energy of a pure vacuum. This means that the greatest reservoir of energy in the entire universe is the vacuum that separates the galaxies in the universe. This dark energy is so colossal that it is pushing the galaxies away from each other, and it may eventually rip the universe apart in a big freeze. Dark energy is everywhere in the universe, even in your living room and inside your body. The amount of dark energy in outer space is truly astronomical, outweighing all the energy of the stars and galaxies put together. We can also calculate the amount of dark energy on the Earth, and it is quite small, too small to be used to power a perpetual motion machine. Tesla was right about dark energy, but wrong about the amount of dark energy on the Earth. Or was he? One of the most embarrassing gaps in modern physics is that no one can calculate the amount of dark energy that we can measure via our satellites. If we use the latest theory of atomic physics to calculate the amount of dark energy in the universe, we arrive at a number that is wrong by a factor of 10 to the 120th power. That is 1 followed by 120 zeros. This is by far the largest mismatch between theory and experiment in all of physics. The point is that no one knows how to calculate the energy of nothing. This is one of the most important questions in physics because it will eventually determine the fate of the universe. But at the present time, we are clueless as to how to calculate it. No theory can explain dark energy, although experimental evidence for its existence is staring us in the face. So the vacuum does have energy, as Tesla suspected. But the amount of energy is probably too small to be used as a source of usable energy. There are vast amounts of dark energy between the galaxies, but the amount that can be found on the Earth is tiny. But the embarrassing thing is that no one knows how to calculate this energy or where it came from. My point is that the conservation of energy arises from deep cosmological reasons. Any violation of these laws would necessarily mean a profound shift in our understanding of the evolution of the universe. And the mystery of dark energy is forcing physicists to confront this question head-on. Because creating a true perpetual motion machine may require us to reevaluate the fundamental laws of physics on a cosmological scale, I would rank perpetual motion machines as a Class 3 impossibility. That is, either they are truly impossible, or we would need to fundamentally change our understanding of fundamental physics on a cosmological scale in order to make such a machine possible. Dark energy remains one of the great unfinished chapters in modern science.